Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new report estimates the University of Massachusetts will lose $8 million this year on its football team at its flagship Amherst campus, far more than what university officials had projected. It's rekindling debate about the school's decision to move the program to the top level of the NCAA Division I teams, the so-called football bowl series level. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The controversy at UMass is not about how well the team is doing. After it hired Mark Whipple as the head coach of the Minutemen this year, the team certainly improved by almost every measure. It won 3 games compared to 1 last year. It scored 328 points to last year's 140. And it scored 45 touchdowns to the previous year's 15. But the argument is not about what's going on the field. It's about the money and how you count it. The athletic department projects that this year the football team will lose $5.1 million. But a report by a committee of the Faculty Senate released yesterday says once you count the cost of marketing, buses to send students to Gillette Stadium for some home games, scholarships, and paying off the debt improvements to McGurk Stadium in Amherst, and the cost of a new football training facility there, the team is actually projected to cost the university $8.6 million this year. University spokesman Ed Blagojevski says UMass never planned to make any money on football.
The university and the way it operates isn't focused on making a profit for any of its operations.
And Blagojevski says UMass would have improved the stadium and built the training center anyway. So he says it's not fair to count those costs as part of the move to the FBS. The release of the report led to a tumultuous faculty-senate debate. And in the end, the Senate defeated a motion to poll the entire faculty on whether UMass should pull out of FBS football. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.